This is Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Unmill Radio News Update at 8. I am Barbison Harris. The Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, said it is willing to help the National Elections Commission in the cleanup of the final registration roll, FRR. A mandated cleanup requirement of the FRR was one of the high points of a recent Supreme Court's landmark ruling in an electoral dispute case. ECOWAS Ambassador Tunde Ajisomo disclosed that information technology experts from the region are determined to help in the process. He told a news conference that the Election Commission and other stakeholders are working to ensure that this is implemented. Ambassador Ajisomo pointed out that this is in line with efforts by the regional body to support the consolidation of democratic governance in West Africa. Human rights stakeholders have called everyone to respect the rights of people living with disabilities. They made a call in Tubmanburg Monday at programs marking International Human Rights Day. The celebration was held under the national theme, Advancing the Rights and Dignity of Children and Persons with Disabilities. The global theme is We Are Equal in Dignity and Rights. Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for translating the words of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights into action. In his message for the International Human Rights Day, annually observed on 10 December, Secretary General Guterres emphasized the importance of respecting human rights for they protect everyone.
Human rights are the foundation of peaceful societies and sustainable development. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights establishes the equality and dignity of every person. It makes governments responsible for ensuring that people can enjoy their inalienable rights and freedoms. Today we see disturbing hostility towards human rights in all regions. Let us stand against those negative forces. The Universal Declaration of Human Rights is the most translated document in the world. Let us stand up and speak out for human rights. They protect us all.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres. 45 immigration officers are expected to undergo training in the handling and discharge of firearms. Speaking to Unmill Radio, Liberia Immigration Service LIS Commissioner General Lemuel Reese said 10 LIS officers have already completed a training and are currently part of the National Security Task Force. He said the training of the officers will strengthen LIS, especially in border surveillance. The news is coming to you from Unmill Radio, the official voice of the United Nations mission in Liberia. Officials say a man is being held after an attempted terror attack at New York City's minibus terminal. Mayor Bill de Blasio said terrorists won't win after a blast at the Port Authority terminal in Manhattan during the morning rush hour on Monday. The suspect, named as Akaya Yula, 27, was wounded when a low-tech explosive device strapped to his body blew up in an underpass. They say four other people suffered minor injuries. A photo circulating on social media shows a man said to be the suspect lying on the ground with his clothes ripped and lacerations on his upper body. Mayor de Blasio said he was believed to have acted alone. And the EU's foreign policy chief says there is full EU unity in support of Jerusalem becoming the capital of both Israel and a future Palestinian state. Federica Mogherini said the bloc's member states would not recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital before a final status peace agreement. She spoke after meeting Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who wants the EU to follow the U.S. in doing so. President Donald Trump's move prompted widespread international criticism. Ms. Mogherini, who was speaking at a news conference in Brussels alongside Mr. Netanyahu, said the EU will continue to recognize the international consensus on Jerusalem. That's the Unmill Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Unmill, you can log on to www.unmill.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmill2003, or twitter/unmillnews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.